You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Education payroll records now show that over 400 school staff resigned due to the government's vaccine mandate. With the remaining teachers expected to pick up the extra work, stress levels are on the rise. Liam Rutherford, New Zealand Educational Institute's president, discusses how teachers are coping with the additional stress. I began by asking him what the New Zealand Educational Institute is.
So we are the union that covers people working across early childhood, primary, parts of secondary and parts of the tertiary sector.
And how many people are involved in the union?
So we have around 50,000 members and then a wider pool of supporters that are really interested in our kaupapa, but that they aren't members.
And so what sort of support do you offer members of the union?
Members themselves are responsible for setting the kind of direction of the union. Apart from that, we do some of the normal things that unions do, like renew the collective agreements, and then we are there with support either by phone, email or face-to-face around issues that members are facing in their working lives.
So as the vaccine mandate came in, did you see a lot of teachers leaving the union?
No, not as a result. I mean, the number of people that actually ended up leaving teaching as a profession as a percentage was incredibly small. The overwhelming majority of people working in the education sector were really comfortable with following the public health advice around getting vaccinated, because they knew that that was the right thing for them, but also for the safety of young people that they work with.
So have you seen teachers' stress level increase just during this, the mandate period, but also just COVID in general?
Yeah, so there is real staffing pressures out on schools right now. It's been well documented in the Pōaotanga, the independent review of staffing in the primary sector, and it shows that an awful lot of work needs to go in from this point onwards around making sure that schools do have the staffing available. And we're not just talking about teachers, we're talking about the need for increased number of teacher aides, but also in some of those specialist areas in learning support, like speech language therapists and resource teachers. However, this just hasn't come out as a result of COVID. COVID has certainly exacerbated the issues. The state of funding in the primary sector is something that just hasn't kept up over the last couple of decades.
What in particular is lacking in those fundings? Is it just funding towards the schools?
So the big one is that we actually just don't have enough hands on the ground in schools. Pōaotanga, which was the independent review of primary staffing, highlighted that class sizes are too big for students to be able to access that one-to-one and small group care, but also that there are massive gaps in the parts of the sector where students need additional learning. Some of this is around a lack of funding for teacher aides, but it's also in those real specialist areas like speech language therapists, education psychologists and resource teachers. The picture as a whole just points to the fact that there aren't enough hands on the ground in primary schools.
Do you think more encouragement is needed during sort of tertiary education and the end of secondary education to push people towards those education careers?
Yeah, I mean, we all aspire for the idea of the teaching profession to be one that we have the very best people, people opting into, and to be able to achieve that. It's about terms and conditions and pay that is going to attract people, but actually making sure that the job of being a teacher and the reason why people go into teaching is something that can be fairly achieved by those people that do enter it, and currently that's not the state.
How many students do you see entering the teaching profession or the teacher aid profession at the moment?
So we know that there isn't enough, but it's really important that we're not just looking at the number that are entering. It's also about making sure that they actually stay and develop really long careers working in education, because that is also where we see issues, where we're spending a huge amount of time and money supporting teachers to become the best they can be, but then they leave 5-10 years into their career because the job itself has shifted so much, and there just isn't the support that enables people to feel like they're doing the job that they wanted to do when they came in.
So because a lot of the issues are funding issues, what would teachers like to see from the government?
So what they would like to see them see the government do is to commit to the long-term plan for the way that we staff the education sector as laid out in Poaotonga, the Independent Review of Primary Staffing. Most teachers recognise that some of the staffing changes are going to take time to come in, so they recognise that there just aren't enough education psychologists, but it's going to be 4+ years before we can get there. And so what they want is that commitment to that long-term staffing plan, but to actually make the first steps towards it right now. And so some of the easier things they can be doing is around employing more teachers, employing more teacher aides, and employing a greater number of specialist teachers that currently exist in other roles, such as the private sector.
That was President of New Zealand Educational Institute, Liam Rutherford, about extra stress and after resignations due to the vaccine mandate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.